Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Well, environmental concerns have been the talk of the town, and they will be in April as well. Over 15,000 litres, or they were in April, and they will be going forward as well, I'm sure. Over 15,000 litres in government, industry and academia from around the world gathered in Singapore for the Clean Enviro Summit Singapore and the Singapore International Water Week.
Well, the events called for urgent action to mitigate and adapt to climate change, focus on accelerating such action. So how important are global partnerships and innovation in tackling climate change? And what are the actions that Singapore can take now towards its climate ambitions?
Well, Ryan Nguyen, Managing Director of Singapore International Water Week, and Delson Chung, Managing Director of Clean Enviro Summit Singapore, join us on the line right now. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. So, we are seeing a timely return of both shows. That happened last month against the backdrop of COP26, of course, and the recent IPCC reports calling for climate action. Talk to us more about the significance of all these events and the actions that will be taking place after, meaning now, in this larger scheme of things of climate change and fighting it at this point in our history. Ryan? Sure, go ahead.
The programs that the co-located Clean Enviro Summit Singapore, in short CESG, and the Singapore International Water Week, SIWW, in short, were designed to spur synergistic exchange of ideas and also the co-creation and mitigation of mitigation and adaptation solutions to mitigate the climate change impact. As we progress towards the COP27, conferences such as the CESG and SIWW are important platform to catalyze change, examine critical issues together, and also accelerate progress across the public and private sectors through the exchange of ideas and solutions on a global scale.
Okay.
The two events, as you said just now, bring along the leaders, experts, and practitioners together to share insights, discuss policies, exchange ideas, and best solutions that address water and environmental needs. We have not forgotten the businesses. At the events, the businesses also had the opportunity to build networks and also forge strategic partnership in both the water and environment ecosystem with the goal to innovate and transform both industry sectors.
Okay, so there's a lot of talk, a lot of discussion, a lot of panel discussions, but how are you engaging and encouraging the public and the private sector as well to act on these things?
Let me answer that. One of the key takeaways from both events we found out last month was actually the almost unanimous agreement among the delegates that really to combat climate change, it would require collaboration and partnership among all actors, right? Whether they are government, city officials, men on the street, industry, utilities, and even financiers. And again, the other message is that we all need to act today and urgently. Everybody needs to play their role. And so at the event, we actually facilitated opportunities for interaction exchanges through meeting spaces, forums, and networking activities. Wide-ranging strategic partnerships, initiatives, and MOUs were also announced during the show. For example, one of our key founding sponsors, RSK, has announced the setting up of a Center of Excellence for Sustainability in Singapore. So I think some of these initiatives will eventually bear fruit as, you know, as a some of the research programs and activities take place.
You know, I've spoken to a lot of people who say that, okay, yes, we acknowledge that climate change is occurring and human activities have a lot to do with the way it is progressing, but they don't really feel as if it is a cause that would resonate on a day-to-day basis. Oh, recycling might be inconvenient, or they might have other issues with considering reusing products, for instance. Or they might think, you know, it's just one person. I'm just one person. What difference can I really make? So what sorts of plans do you have to mobilize the public to actually make this something that becomes ground up more than just top down with the experts telling others what to do?
Maybe I could answer that.
Sure.
I think Clean Enviro Summit Singapore is exactly to address all the environmental related issues, such as what you have mentioned about the recycling. I think the ground up efforts is very important, because to achieve the sustainability and also waste recycling, waste management, sustainable waste management, as well as climate change, we need every corner, every community citizens to play a part. For example, during the for the businesses, for example, during the CESG, we also encourage the setup of startups to work on the waste tech accelerator program. We unveil the hyperscale of this MOU signing with Startup X. Mm-hmm. And we also have this supply agreement between the six building owners in Tampines Town Center and also the SP Group for the installation and operation of district cooling technology. This is the first such sustainable solutions that implemented in the brownfield development in Singapore. With this technology, will help the town center reduce its carbon emissions by 1,359 tons annually and to save us more than 2.8 million kilowatt hour of energy annually. With regard to the waste recycling, I think everybody is fully aware that there is a blue bin down at the HDB void decks and also at some of the condominium establishments. And I would like to encourage the residents to put in the proper recyclable into the blue bin so that the collectors can collect all these recyclable and bring it to the facility for recycling.
Okay, this is, I think, what I have and probably a lot of people have an issue with is sorting out properly what to recycle and do all these things. So how do you make it more convenient for people so that more people can participate in everything that is being talked about?
Well, just now I mentioned there is a blue bin or the void deck of each individual public housing.
I think
block.
We're aware of that. But what Tim is getting at and what I was getting at earlier as well is that, yeah, we know all these things are there, but whether or not the individuals are moved into using them, whether or not they are moved into trying to sort out the things that can be recycled versus cannot, that is the question. So actually getting this to resonate with individuals enough for them to take action.
Yeah, I think at the blue bin itself, if the residents can watch the blue bins, actually there is a sticker on the blue bins to tell you which can be recycled or which can be put into the blue bin for recycling and which cannot be put into the blue bin for recycling. Mm-hmm. For example, I've seen mattresses put into the blue bin.
That's what we mean. People misuse all of these things, right?
Of the blue bin. So we need the residents' cooperation to put in the right recyclable into the blue bin. For example, the food waste. If you put the food waste into the blue bin, you just treat the blue bin as a refuse bin. You just throw the food waste, you contaminate all the recyclable that the residents has conveniently put mm-hmm. into the blue bin. So I would encourage the residents to look at the stickers, put in the right recyclable, and avoid putting all the food waste or even unfinished drink cans into the blue bin, and that will contaminate all the recyclable or contaminate the recyclable. And
I think
actually,
I might have been guilty of doing that myself, just because sometimes it is more confusing to sort it out while you're standing there than anything else.
I think moving people to take the right type of action sometimes is the key, right? So we all know this. It's not like we don't know there's a blue bin. It's not like we don't know there's a sign on the blue bin. We know all this. It's just a matter of getting those individuals to care enough to do the right thing. And sometimes that can be the biggest challenge based on my experience working with individuals and trying to get them on board various other causes as well. Moving forward, though, how best do you think all of these issues can be navigated in a more cohesive fashion? Now, you've got several events, you've got several activities throughout neighborhoods as well, several initiatives at the government-to-government level as well as the government-to-people level. How do you see this moving forward in a way that will be most effective on the ground?
I think eventually is the mindset change and also the supportive behavioral change to the residents to contribute towards the sustainable Singapore. I believe that every one of us know the launch of the Singapore Green Plan 2030, in which it has five pillars, city in nature and also sustainable Singapore, energy reset, etc. So I think that the Singapore Green Plan has also spelled out the national sustainability roadmap for Singapore. And now it is the time for all the three sectors, the people, the private and the public, to work together to achieve a sustainable Singapore.
Yeah, and it goes beyond recycling, doesn't it? Even though we focused a lot on blue bins today, it goes beyond that, right? So could you expand on some of those other things that individuals need to be aware of as we move forward?
Yeah, like say, for example, we also want to promote the circular economy concept. A circular economy concept not only on the waste recycling, maintaining the resources, all the resources very much into the in the loop of the our living environment, but the circular economy also extend to sharing of vehicles or taking public transport. This one will also help to reduce the climate change impact. If an individual drive a car, there will be some carbon emissions from the vehicular movement. So I think that the circular economy can extend beyond just the waste recycling over waste, sustainable waste recycling to also sharing of vehicular resources and even other resources. For example, if you do not need to use these resources anymore and it is in good condition, why don't you just donate to the charity organization so that other people can also use this. This is to maintain the resources well within the system itself.
Okay, very quickly, let's just wrap this up. The biggest takeaways that you can give us. Let's start with you, Ryan, with the SIWW.
Yeah, three key messages came out from the event. Number one, urgency. I think we all need to act now because the science tells us that climate change is happening and the price of inaction will be disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
The second really is collaboration. The only way we can all make a difference is to partner and collaborate to build new approaches, whether you are a member of the public, whether you are industry, whether academia, or even the government. The third really is digital. Adoption of digital technologies will really improve the way we operate and really strengthen our resilience to recover from shocks, for example, climate change. So I think these are the three biggest takeaways from SIWW this last month.
Dalson, what about your highlights from the CESG?
Yeah, I shared the same points as Ryan. Just the one point to add, during the CESG, we also have this Youth Environment Leaders Immersion Program. I think inculcating the youth and encourage the youth to come forward and also suggest some ideas for the sustainability space. I think that is very important. They had a good sessions with our minister at the fireside chat and also have a guided tour to the Environment Expo where they learn about the career opportunity in these sectors.
Okay, can I add one more thing? You need to encourage older people as well, like me. Anyway, thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us. Ryan Yuen, Managing Director of Singapore International Water Week, and Dalson Chung, the Managing Director of Clean Enviro Summit Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.